It's Good Friday. Thanks for being with us. We have Mr. Orange coming on today's show. You know the dude that shows up at Suns games and he's all dressed in orange? What is his deal? Because I could sit here for another day and talk about who do you want to have the Suns play, the Clippers, Utah. We've been doing that all week, all right? Have to have a little bit of levity. You know, Suns and four guy, punched out a fan. Booker's people found him. They gave him a little bit of this, a little bit of that, good stuff, right? Whether you agree or disagree with endorsing violence, because I've heard a lot of that. I think Mr. Orange is somebody that I've seen through the years. So what is his story? I told Mr. Orange he can only show up on this show as Mr. Orange. I don't care about real life. Well, I do care about real life, Mr. Orange. But Mr. Orange will be with us here in about 15 minutes. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. They are terrific. We appreciate their support. There's a lot that I want to dive into in today's opening commentary. And, you know, on the Sun space, there's nothing new on Chris Paul as we sit here today. We've gone back and forth on whether or not he'll be cleared. The Suns have said that they are going to talk about him tomorrow. Really got to focus on tonight's game. Who is it going to be? If the Clippers win tonight, I'm actually rooting for Utah to win tonight because I like game sevens. I really do. I'm happy that Milwaukee won last night. I think if Milwaukee loses tomorrow night, Mike Budenholzer is going to get fired. And Rick Carlisle will probably be the next coach of the Bucks. Just me thinking out loud. Or maybe he ends up back in Boston. Rick Carlisle yesterday quit in Dallas. You don't quit when you have Luka Doncic on your team unless you have something else lined up, right? So I'm looking at Clippers, Utah tonight. And the Clippers, if they win, it's over. And I would believe the Suns-Clippers series would start on Sunday. If they lose tonight and Utah wins, and I believe the Suns would be playing whoever wins in game seven on Tuesday night. It would be in Utah or would be home to the Clippers. So that's all that stands. We'll have Mr. Orange on here to screw around a little bit, and we'll do that here shortly. 23 straight losses on the road. And, you know, there's people that think that I'm picking on the Diamondbacks. You guys are with me on this. It's either, oh, those poor Diamondbacks. Oh, I feel so bad for them. Leave them alone. Or I don't care. I haven't watched because they stink. In my space, years and years ago, some of you watch this and you know the whole deal. Years and years back when the Suns were great and then they tore the team apart and Cotton Fitzsimmons came in as the interim coach and Danny Ainge was going to be the coach in waiting. And I'm doing the Suns pre and post over on KTAR. And one night I just had an epiphany and said, you know what? This team stinks. They're not going to get any better. And I'm tired of saying they're going to stink because we still have like 80 games, 70 games to go. So I'm going to stay here at the arena and support them until the team wins. And I'm not going to go sit on a billboard or a flagpole like dopey radio DJs do. No, I'm going to go live in the van down there and I'm going to have a jacuzzi brought in and I'm going to have cable brought in back when it was cable. And I'm going to have food brought in and I'm going to arrange for a conjugal visit with my wife. And I remember Jerry Colangelo came down to me as like day four of me living out there because I didn't see that the Suns had like the Bulls with Michael and the Lakers. And so I got myself into a jam. Jerry came down and he just pokes his head. He's like, you all right? And he kind of goes, he's like, man, it really stinks in here because I was living in their van down at the plaza at the arena and the city got caught up in it and the losing streak extended. I ended up staying there 10 days. And it was brutal. I would not do that around this baseball team. I learned my lesson. That's what you do when you're 34 versus what you do when you're 56, right? And the baseball team yesterday, 23rd straight loss on the road. And I've never seen a team this bad. Like the 2004 Diamondbacks, if you remember correctly, it was the baby backs. We kind of liked that. We all embraced the idea of, hey, it's a group of young kids. They're going to get better. We have a World Series here in Arizona. I understand it. This is when the transition between Jerry Colangelo and Ken Kendrick took place. So there were a lot of hurt feelings. And Jeff Morad came in and it was just bad. Just bad all the way around. And so to get to this day, and they have the Dodgers in town this weekend, and it's not going to be pretty in all likelihood. And it'll be an LA convention in Phoenix. It's hard to support a team, in my view, that you don't see what direction they're going to begin with. And you can say, well, they've been injured. Like, Derek is stuck with Tori Lavello through all of this, which tells me pretty straightforwardly, we're going to keep you no matter what. And so you're going to roll Tori out there every day, and he's going to take a beating every day. Like last night, again, it was 10 runs. And I can't admire Tori Lavello enough because he's Phil Connors in Groundhog Day. You saw the movie Groundhog Day, right? Bill Murray's character is Phil Connors. He wakes up every day. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over. That is Tori Lavello. Not pleasant, not pretty. And so, you know, to sit here and make fun of them, you have to have some levity in this situation because it's June and they're this bad. Like, we're thinking, I'm thinking 115, 120 losses, historical. And they're not going to be much better next year. The stadium situation is sitting over there. It's a pretty bleak picture here in Arizona. So start selling parts now. Start selling parts now and give us some hope. There's been misstep after misstep after misstep. And Tori is sitting here as a lame duck manager and they haven't done anything about it and he's taken it. I mean, I'll give him a ton of credit because he's taken it. What do you make out of Phil Mickelson saying he's distracted by camera phones? So I don't know why it is that when people go out to sporting events and they don't realize that when they do this and they take the picture, that there is a way to just silence the sound of the shutter. I don't get that. But people check into sporting events and they check their brains off. They're just out there. They're busy in society. They're busy being lawyers and doctors and whatever their professions are. And they're out there to be entertained. They put down their hard-earned dollars. So they don't realize when they go to a golf tournament to just push silent. I actually get where Phil is coming from. He's not a grumpy old man. And he didn't bring it up yesterday on his own. He was asked about it. He had to step off a hole and say three times to someone about their phone. And they just don't. And eventually security came in. But, you know, there's that around Phil. He was 4 over 75. I am rooting for him. I don't root much, but I am rooting for him to make it through and get to the weekend. Yesterday, Bryson was 2 over 73, and then he photobombs Brooks Koepka. Of course he does. Jumped up and down behind him in a live shot. Like, gosh almighty, what a disaster these two are. And it does overshadow the game some. All right, Mr. Orange. Mr. Orange is on the other side. Who is this dude? And how do you become Mr. Orange? And does he have a life? And all that stuff. Mr. Orange is next. All right, so tonight it is the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. We don't know who the Suns are going to play as of yet. We don't know if it's Sunday game one. We don't know if it's towards next week. But we do know this, that when the Suns are relevant, and it's been 10 plus years since they've been relevant, that people come out of the woodwork. We had the Suns and Four guy the other night that Devin Booker rewarded for punching out a Denver Nuggets fan. We've had Guy Fieri courtside. We've had Kyler Murray courtside. We have J.J. Watt. Of course, when you talk about the Suns, you have to talk about what has been through the years, the Suns gorilla, and how the Suns gorilla has been a big part of what the Suns have been doing. And then I started to see where fans were showing up, and fans were showing up like this guy. This is Mr. Orange. And I said, I want to have Mr. Orange on the show for a few minutes. So Steve tracked him down, producer Steve did. And you were there before Suns and Four Guy, Mr. Orange. So
absolutely.
I wanted to have you on for a few minutes to talk about what are you all about, Mr. Orange? I know nothing about you. How is it you became Mr. Orange? What was the epiphany, Mr. Orange?
Yeah, so Brad, it actually started 7 seasons ago as Mr. Orange. I've been a season ticket holder 16 years, was attending Suns games for years before that, and really just wanted to bring more energy to our arena and really make our home court advantage a true six-man advantage. And so I was just cheering loud. You know, people were looking at me like, will you calm down? Will you be quiet? So I started to spray my hair orange, put some orange face paint on. And then it started to get the crowd into it. So somebody's like, you need to do something big like this, you know, all the time. So yeah. I created the brand Mr. Orange. And then, you know, ever since then, just been really trying to get the team and the crowd into the games and then doing a ton out in the community as well.
Okay. So Mr. Orange, how did you handle being Mr. Orange when the team stunk? Because Mr. Orange, when you decided to do this, if I'm going off the math correctly, they weren't good. So how did you handle those nights when they're getting their heads kicked in by 30?
Yeah. And you know what? They had to be out there with our jersey on and our uniform on, and us Suns fans are very loyal. So for them to have to be out there competing, it wasn't easy or fun to watch that type of basketball per se, but knowing that we have our guys out there on the court day in and day out competing, as fans, I felt we owed it to them to continue that loyalty through the good, the bad, because we knew one day, obviously it was a very long day or days, we would get back to this moment where, you know, we're looking really good. And it's very exciting throughout the entire state of Arizona and across the nation, really, for Suns fans. And that's really what it's all about, is just being there through thick and thin.
Mr. Orange is with us. We don't know if the Suns are going to play Sunday. We don't know if they're going to play next week, but I know I wanted to have Mr. Orange on for a few minutes. Okay. What has been your highlight so far of being Mr. Orange? The moment that you're like, I cannot believe this is happening to me.
Yeah, I would say two. First would be the community impact. So being able to go to Phoenix Children's Hospital or speak at events with the youth and just see their reaction and their excitement and bring a smile to their day and give young people hope. That's the most important and the most shocking of how powerful it's been. And then from the player side. So early on, Steve Nash was the first player to ask to interview me and, you know, had a number of sit down conversations with me and really got to know me as an individual and a person. And to have, you know, a player of that magnitude and many since then, Devin Booker, et cetera, to really appreciate, you know, the fans that we are and what I bring really meant a lot, as opposed to, I thought the organization would be like, hey, great, you know, we have an awesome fan, and the players would be like, ah, you know, a crazy fan. But they genuinely appreciate that, you know, really took me by surprise as early on as that happened.
That's why I have you on here today, Mr. Orange, because I've seen you through the years and it's like, well, this guy, he is dedicated. What has been the moment that you're like, yikes, I can't believe I'm Mr. Orange and this is happening to me and it's not good?
Yeah, I would say on the road. So I've traveled to all but about seven arenas, and that's my goal, is to get to all of them in the NBA. I travel solo to most of those. When I do it, it's all on my own. And so when I was in Chicago, we actually had a back-to-back Chicago and then New York Knicks the next night. And while I was in Chicago, the crowd was quite rough overall. And then Benny the Bull, I was wearing my tux that day, and Benny the Bull had like two cans of silly string that he sprayed me with. Announced to me, it was all over ESPN, etc., but it was staining my attire. And so a back-to-back day, so that was rough. I had to take the subway back to the hotel that night, and then when I got to New York early the next morning, had to find a laundromat to get that cleaned up. But you know, that comes with it. But that was one of the most unpleasant experiences, but was all still worth it, you know, from the fan perspective.
Were you Mr. Orange on the subway going back in Chicago?
Oh, absolutely.
That is awesome. And do people come up to you and say, what is your deal?
Yeah, many looks. Some people just, can I take a picture? They have no idea what it was about, because it was in the time logo. So they didn't know what it really meant overall. But definitely a number of looks of like, what is this guy doing? And quite a few pictures.
So do you have a life outside of being Mr. Orange? Mr. Orange?
I do. Yeah, I do. I work for a retail company doing supply chain. And then I'm a head basketball coach for my alma mater, Peoria High School.
Ah, look at you, a basketball coach. Good for you. Now, do your kids know you're Mr. Orange, your players?
They do. I don't lead with that, but as they come in, the returners make that clear to them. And then obviously during this playoff stretch, there's been a lot more coverage during the game. So yeah, many of them become excited and follow the Suns or Mr. Orange because of living in Phoenix or because of me, those that didn't know who I was.
Is there a Mrs. Orange?
There's not. I'm still currently. So we'll see what happens. They know what
Look
comes
at
with
this.
It from a passion perspective. So it's fan to apply.
If there was a potential Mrs. Orange, where would Mr. Orange take her on a date?
Where would I would take her to a Suns playoff
game? Of course you would. But what if it's August, Mr. Orange? We got to get
what
you
if it's
this.
August?
What if it's we got to help you along here, Mr. Orange?
Yeah. Oh, we'll travel. We'll go. I love to get out and experience things outdoors. So travel to California, or I haven't been like water rafting yet up in Colorado. So something of that nature.
Yeah. Will you ever hang up being Mr. Orange?
I don't plan to. Never. No, not until
really
till I'm unable to. Yep.
Yeah, that is something. So Mr. Orange, I have to ask you this because we're live doing this. I need you to come out of costume so I can see who you are and who your real identity is. Can you do that, Mr. Orange? I can sit here and tap dance right now. You can put makeup on. You can take your hat off. Go for it, because I want to know who you really are in real life, Mr. Orange.
So I would need time to go get the paint off.
Go do it. Go get it. How much time do you need?
I need about 10, 15 minutes.
Now, I want you to come in person and do it on camera. Just go grab your stuff. Can you do it on camera or no? Do you have to go outside?
I could try.
We want you to try. Yeah. Yeah.
I could take off the wig and some of that now, but.
Yeah, no, I want you to go try to take the paint off. Go get the stuff. I'll sit here and tap dance. It's live. It's fine. I can do this. Go.
Okay. I'm going to go get something to get the paint off.
Yeah. Go do it. Go do it. Then come back and do it on camera. Okay, Mr. Orange. All right. There's Mr. Orange. Go do your thing. So Mr. Orange is one of those guys that I have seen through the years, and it's, what is his deal? And when you get to this point in the playoffs and you're sitting here for a week saying, who are the Suns going to play? I think you guys are kind of done with who are the Suns going to play. You want to know about some of these characters behind the scenes. There's nothing new on Chris Paul as we sit here right now. If he plays or if he doesn't play. The idea of if the Suns can win a playoff game without Chris Paul on the floor, or win a playoff series, win the Western Conference Finals without Chris Paul on the floor, to me seems somewhat, I'm not bagging on Cameron Payne here, but seems somewhat like a reach. And so I need to have guys that pop in that are at the games that have a lot of fun. And Mr. Orange is one of those guys. And I like to do these kind of bits that can go extremely bad because Mr. Orange has no idea that I'm kind of on a time here tap dancing. And I'd kind of like to see, there he comes. All right, Mr. Orange. So how do you become non Mr. Orange? What do you have to do there? Glasses come off. All right. Yep. Yeah. Look at this. Look at that. All right. That is a dang good look at you. Look at you. Now, how many of those wigs do you have, Mr. Orange?
Two.
Yeah. And so do you order those online or does somebody custom make those for you?
They're ordered online and then I custom cut them because they come with a full on mohawk and hair that.
Yeah. When you decided to become Mr. Orange, were you sitting there one night with like a sketch like Spider-Man and, you know, just like kind of drawing it like, you know, I think you want me to be Mr. Orange, right? And so you just started drawing this, you know?
No, it really evolved over the years, Brad. Yeah. You know, it started with heavy face paint instead of soft. It was really caked on just on the front side. Yeah. I had garden gloves that weren't orange that I had to buy orange spray paint to spray paint.
Yeah.
And then throughout the time after I created the logo, then I, you know, made t-shirts and then the custom tux. And then I have a number of Suns uniforms that I wear as well.
So the makeup remover you have right now is what? Noxzema? What is it?
No, this is just soap with water.
That's it, all right?
Yeah, because normally I'm in the shower, so this is the first.
You never have broken out, no hives, no nothing.
No.
Big zit shows up or something, nothing.
No, luckily not.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a first, Brad, in 11 years that live I was asked to come out of Mr. Orange. So
you got to be out of Mr. Orange. So yeah. In real life, your name is?
Patrick Batillo.
And Patrick is the head basketball coach at Peoria High School, the Panthers, right?
Correct. Yep.
So you have done some things that are really cool with your team and your Peoria High School program and the Booster Club around all this, right?
Yep.
Would you fill everybody in on that? Because I like this. This is why I wanted to have you on, Mr. Orange, or now that we're on a first name basis, Patrick. That's why I want to have you on, because I think this is really cool.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So we do a ton in the community. Me personally, obviously working with the youth, giving back. We go out and do events during the holiday season. We will do water drives where we, right now it's 118, 116 here in Phoenix.
Yep.
So we'll get water and make donations to homeless shelters or those that are in need. And we'll do that as a group all together. And then obviously as we prepare for season, we'll do a lot of team building events in the community. We'll feed the homeless. We'll go to the shelters and prepare the food banks. And we do that every holiday season as a team to be able to give back to the less fortunate as well.
That is awesome. People want more information. How do they get to you?
Yeah, they can follow us on social media or our booster club. We have a link to where they can help sponsor and donate so that we are able to do some of those activities that we talked about. Peoria Boys B-Ball is on Instagram as well as Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching you get out of makeup. Do you ever not get completely out of makeup and go out in public and like, oh crap, I forgot to wipe this spot. People are looking at you like, what is going on with that dude? His face is orange. What's happening here?
No, it happened early on. Yes, I would say mostly in the ears and behind the ears. I would say that was kind of two times early on, but the routine is pretty solidly nailed. But if I had to do this, I'm sure there would be misses or my beard would have a much darker tint to it than brown. Yeah. Would be an orange kind of filter in there for sure.
You know how they have the dancing granddads and all that stuff?
Oh yeah, the golden grannies and dial dancing dads.
Yeah. So why don't you have like people with you? Why don't you have like a whole group of Mr. Oranges? Because you got to vet them out. It's just too much of a pain in the rear.
No, I mean, I welcome. So there's been more fans over the years that have now created their own kind of image that hopefully has stemmed from, you know, the Mr. Orange brand and just bringing that energy. And obviously we see a lot of them now in the playoffs, but Suns Tutu, her name is Veronica, you know, she's been around a number of years now as well. And so there's quite a few fans that really have shown that same passion, but in their way, which is what it's all about. And so it's been exciting to see that over the years, especially again, as you said, while we've been struggling.
Yeah. Well, look, Mr. Orange or Patrick, it's been fun. I'm glad I've gotten to know you rather than just see you do your thing. You don't punch out people like Suns and Four guy.
So, absolutely not.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. And I think that it's fun when the team is having fun like this, just have a little bit of levity. And I appreciate you playing along with me on this for a few minutes. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brad. And let's rally the valley together.
There is Mr. Orange, and we're back with more after this timeout. All right, before we get out of here, a couple things. So Arizona State football. Ray spoke to the Republic yesterday and gave some pretty vanilla quotes. Some boosters called me yesterday and said Ray called them the night the story broke and that he said, you know, I got this handled. Remember, Ray's got a legal background. He's an attorney. It's fine. I'm getting calls on the other side of the street saying that it's going to fall. Someone's going to fall here shortly. Actually, now there's people wanting to point fingers at the U of A. Of course they do. Of course they do. But if I were to tell you that when ASU walked off the field in Tucson, after beating the U of A into submission, and it was very early that they'd quit, 70-7, and that 6 months later, that ASU would be in the midst of a full-blown scandal. Ray projecting yet, what's Ray gonna say to the Republic? You know, he's gonna go to the Republic, Jeff Metcalf's gonna write it. This is no disrespect to Jeff, but this is not an outside of Phoenix voice. This is someone that's right here and they don't have the dossier, the Republic doesn't, the last that I had heard. So what's Ray going to say? Yeah, we're guilty. We're all going to get fired. No, he's not going to say that. Has Michael Crow met with Herm Edwards? Depends on who you talk to. Yeah, I've heard yes, I've heard no. And it's not like I'm sitting here poking around. I got people texting and calling saying this is what we hear. And these are people's opinions I respect, but I simply don't know. I just know that what Ray did yesterday, it's PR. It's, you know, Arizona State's got to do some PR campaigning. If something bad happens at ASU, wouldn't surprise me one bit that it comes out on the day or night of game one of the Suns in their playoff series. Bury it. That's PR 101. I would be blown away if they, 9 a.m. on a non-Suns day, here's all the things that are coming down. Is this story going to go away as ASU would like it to? There's reportedly some other stories that are coming from people at The Athletic and Yahoo and other places. ESPN has been very carefully to tread on this. U of A people are like, yeah, see? Well, here's the difference. There was no tape produced in the U of A deal. It all comes down to what exactly, these receipts, these photos, the this, the that. If it's $19 for some slushies across the street, all the photos and the illegal recruiting that was going on, that stuff is documented reportedly in this dossier. Reportedly. I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. I'm merely going off the reports that I'm seeing. And the College Football Playoff Committee is meeting in Chicago today about expanding to 12 teams. And you already have the president of Notre Dame, and you already have the head of the SEC saying this would be very, very good. Now you have schools like Boise State saying, well, maybe we don't want to go to the Pac-12. Maybe if they expand to 12, we'll just stay right here. We're in the American Conference. We thought about joining because it was really unfair, those four. Nah, I think we'll stay right here. I think we're just fine because now they'll have a seat at the table. So they don't want to go to the bigger conferences where they get their heads kicked in. So keep an eye on that story. It's really interesting because I've said move the bowl games to August. Move the bowl games to August, other than the Rose Bowl. Move the bowl, get Fiesta Bowl, you should move to the front of the season. Because this idea of going head to head with NFL playoffs and players opting out versus turn it into a big deal the first week of the season, Fiesta Bowl in late August or early September, got to be present with the times, got to be current with the times. Sounds great to have it on New Year's Eve and all that stuff. Simply, the NFL is flexing their muscles more and more and more. Got to get out in front of it. There is no NFL in late August or the week before on Labor Day weekend. All right, Mr. Orange, appreciate him coming on today. The show repeats. We appreciate all of our partners that are a part of what we do here at Sports360AZ.com. If you're just finding us for the first time, head over to our website, Sports360AZ.com, Sports360AZ.com. Have a great day.